Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. This is the opening day of the Kentucky State Fair, but it's also Kentucky 4-H Country Ham Day at the fair. Ham producers across the state work with county 4-H programs to help members learn the art and tradition of curing country ham each year. One of those producers is Ronnie Drennan of Broadbent B&B Foods, who says the ham project began several years ago.
We started this project, I guess, about 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago. I don't know just exactly. And it started with the Kentucky ham producers and the University of Kentucky. And, it's grown. There'll be about 700-800 hams or more at the state fair this year. And it's pretty amazing to go in and see all them hams on the tables across the you get that many laid out.
Drennan adds the ham project requires skill and knowledge.
We wanted the kids to know something. You know, you can come in here and maybe a grandfather, somebody do a lot of the work on curing the ham, but they've got to go to the state fair and give a speech, you know, and that's 60% of what it their score at the state fair. You know, the ham is sort of a secondary, but, you know, they got to know the facts and how to do it. And as they, if they stay in the project longer, every year they get something different to speak about so that they can't give the same speech every year, you know.
He notes it's always a pleasure for Kentucky ham producers to work with many of the projects.
All of them enjoy it, you know, and there are several counties that do it on their own now. They have their own ham houses that's moved out of because there's not, in a lot of areas, a ham producer right there where they're able to go to and cure their hams.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Drennan says the hams this year are looking good, but winning the ham show requires more than looks.
The looks of it's not going to make it a good tasting ham necessarily, but for a show ham, you're looking for the shape of it, the overall conformation, it, you know, if it's got a lot of wrinkles or if it don't. They only have two hams to pick through, and they're sort of at the mercy of the whatever happens.
He adds many times some of the youth are accompanied by their family members that grew up curing country hams.
There's a lot of the parents that their grandfather or their great-grandfather or somebody cured hams years ago.
You stop by Cloverville and Agland at the Kentucky State Fair, you can't miss the country hams today. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.